Once again, let me just give thanks to God because of this beautiful time that the Lord has given us, Joe.
He
has pleased the Lord to have this time so that we should worship Him and Him crucified without compromise. Everything has been done according to His will and according to His purpose.
China jiri jonse kuchina pangi kuchina iki kuchunjo munga makufuna kwake ndikukonzerako kwake.
There is nothing that has been done according to the contribution of mine, option, or
whatever from a man.
Right eyes never sees God. Because of our blindness, we never know what will happen yonder after we go on.
Ndeno malomo ake chifacha khungu limene ifeyo tili nalo siti madzi wathu za chimene tichitike masungulo kwathu mmene moyo utikukhala.
Whatever is what we gonna meet is the Lord who purpose and direct.
Umabedu china chilichonse chimene tidzakumana nacho ndi chimene Mulungu atati wachilola ndi kuchikhazikisa.
There is time where we worries when we meet situations, why Lord? To the Lord, nothing new but whatever God purposes it before the foundation of the world. That's why when it comes to time of crucifixion, time of bounding Christ, Christ knew it before. That this is the
time.
That's why Jesus Christ says, "Thou wilt love of this cup to pass me, but let thy will be done." Whatever was the will of God is what happened to Christ. And it
means
it's me during that time of having that kind of car would have come up with the full of compromises, full of wallets, full of stickings, whatever, or be full of wallets. But Christ was glad to meet with the cup that the Lord prepares for it.
Chikana kala kuti chikwezi chinaberekerwa kwa Israel anthuyo ndekuti bwezi tikumabwera apo ndizi zambiri zodandaula apo manje kumaonjezerapo zvikunda zvimene akatesana nene kuti zvikhale nezvo tinoona kuti akwezi anangoimirira kukala apa kumwera kuti zvimene zvomonga makufuna kwa Mulungu.
For example, when I'm suffering from BP, malaria, whatever sickness that I can name it, I do for worries and full of cries, whatever, because I am a man full of sins.
Why is so? If I don't have good ending, we don't just imagine. The command to do that, we have been able to put out the one to Buduala by a BB. Chifuwa cha chikulu ndi matenda ena onse amene tikuza kuwachula ndi makhala tu ndi nkhawa chifukwa kuti ndi mtendo wachikulu.
I do mama on those things because I'm very human, very blind to the things of God without knowing what is of the Lord.
Ndedu ndi madandaula apo kutusa kunyengo zimene zozo chifukwa chonena kuti ndine munthu amene sindidziwa chikulu cha Mulungu.
Think about Barabbas, who was bound and ready to be killed in the custody. A man in chains, having no hope of coming out from the bondage. There is number one chance that has bound this man in the custody. Number two, there is a wall, a building named to be a cell, a custody where he is, protecting him from coming out. Number three, at the entrance, the door of the room, there is a rock, well rocky, prepared, preventing Barabbas from coming out.
Number four, there
is guards, watchmen outside, watching the room to be safe, preventing Barabbas from coming out. Number five, there is the people surround us that knew that we have taken Barabbas to serve. They were also guarding the coming out of Barabbas.
At number six,
there is a king, pirates. Guarding again that in my cell, in my compass, there is a custody where there is a man, a victim bound, should come out.
So all these six
were guarding Barabbas not to come out from the custody. Even if Barabbas would have a decision to come out, it was very difficult because there is many ways that are guarding him not to come out. And these are things that makes Barabbas to be hopeless of coming out. So if Barabbas would be out, it means there is something more powerful than chains, than building, than lock, the guards, watchmen, than the people surround us, than the king himself, even the rule, the command, than the judges that commanded him to be in the cell.
Because above these things, above the chains, war,
God, cross, whatever, there is a judge who passed a sentence that this man should be in custody. And he uses the law. There was a law that is empowering the judge to pass the statement so that this one should be bound. So it was very difficult for this man to be out. But look here, there is a time when the victim met with Christ the Savior at the stage.
Kumasono kuzaona nyabari vali nthawi sopano yomwe ikuoneka apa. Pamene iye amene ndiopalamulayo akukumana sopano ndi Yesu Khristu pamalopo.
There was only one stage, a platform, where of prepared, waiting for a Barabbas to meet with the Savior and have a meeting.
Panalipo malo amodzi omwe amene anayokonza Pilato kuti amene anakonzedwa kunena ndi kuyembekezera kunena kuti Baraba akabwere ndi kukumana ndi Khristu.
Savior was to be bound so that the victim should be unbound.
Ndeno njira yake inali imodzi yokha yonena kuti mpulumusiyo amangidwe ndicho linga chonena kuti iye amene ndiopalamula amasulidwe.
Which means if the chance would be upon the Savior, it will make the chance that was upon the victim to be bruised and stripped down.
Kutanthauza kunena kuti ngatiwo amene ni mpulumusiro wamangidwa ndi kutizipangisa kunena kuti macheni aja kapena maunyolo amene anamangidwa kuzola kwa uja amasulidwe.
The bounding, the power of the victim is the loosing of Barabbas.
Ndeno kumangidwatu kwa Yesu Khristu kunali kumasulidwa kwa Baraba.
The bounding of Christ Jesus is the loosing of Barabbas.
Kumangidwa kwa Ambuye Yesu Khristu kunali nthawi yomwe kumasulidwa kwa Baraba.
So it was not what Barabbas did, but what Christ the Savior did.
Ndesi chinalipo chimene Baraba amaganiza ayi, koma chimene Yesu Khristu mpulumusiro amaganiza.
Because if it is the goodwill of Barabbas, then he cannot manage, because there is many stages whereby Barabbas passed in and that are guarding him not to come out.
That's
why if you know the people say, crucify him, crucify him. It's not what him did, but it's what Christ did.
Again,
it's not what the voice of the multitudes can voice up, but it's what Christ voiced up. Because
this
is what the of 18 John says. Then Christ therefore again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a lover.
Chifwandi kamaona mbuku la Yohane chapter 18 nimeja foda kunena kuti pomwepo anafulanso nanena si uyu koma Baraba, koma Baraba anali wa chiwanda.
It's not what the people say that is not Barabbas, but it's what God ordained is that Barabbas will be set out when Christ will be bound.
Ndiyetu sikuti chinali kwa anthu amene anayankhula kunena kuti osati uyu koma Baraba ayi, koma chinachokera kwa Mulungu, Mulungu anachikiratu kunena kuti Baraba adzakamasa.
Because in the voice of people, there is nothing that can make one to be out of the bondage.
Kwati kamaona atu kunena zakufula kuti kunena kuti kupangisa wina amasulidwe.
Because Chapter 23, verse 18 and 19 says, Luke 23, verse 18 is of Christ Jesus setting Barabbas free.
Tinamaona mbuku la Luka chapter 23 verse yake ya 18 ndimene kukupangisa Baraba kukama sulidwe.
Because it says, and they cried in the company of the masses of people, they cried out at once, saying, away this man, away from this man, and he released unto us Barabbas. 19. Who was a certain sedition made in the city, as for murder, was cast into prison. The collector and attributes of Balabas is found on verse 19, but these are the same things that people rightly were during the time of releasing Balabas from custody.
Upon the exact hour that God made it, he knew it with reasoning.
Ibo anayeku ya nukukula kula kubanja limene rolo mpaka na upati kusika chedi. Kaya imene mchika kuna kani kutusa kama zosiana ziana. Ibo anaye amba kutumikira zaka zukuwa na zikatu ihafu. Kani kutusa kama zosiana ziana. Kwa mbano kawi hibi anaye ziwa kunela kutin kawi hibi ya choti. Simene mungwana kutumira kubwela kutiko la bani.
There is an hour in life that God will never stretch forth for his dear son, Jesus Christ. That hour was that what God purposed it to fulfill all the promises, to fulfill everything that was in his mind, in his plans.
Alinu ntawi imene Mulungu anamtumira mwana wake wokondi kudai kukabaza dziko lapansi ndiponso ilipo ntawi imene Mulungu anamtuma mwana wake kuti akakwanirise zonse zimene zinali pa mtima pa Mulungu kana zikhazika kuti mwana wake akazikwanirise.
Because before we proceed to chapter 13, let us just go to chapter 17, verse 1.
Ndiyeno tisana pitika mchapu chapter 13, kajiru kumbu 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 kumbu.
This one of John 17 says, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
Ndimeke amba mbukula ya 17 ya kini ya kina kuti. Zintu izi, amakia yu.
So we see here that Christ is seeing the hour close to him and seeing that this hour is the exact hour of honoring the Father and is when the Father honors the Son.
Ndipo apatitha kuona kuenda kuti akwiri yadzulu amadziwira kuti nthawi ikafika ndikuonera kuti nthawi ikafika nthawi ndiyoneza kuti mwa alemekeza Atate kuti Atate alemekeze mwana.
Many hours in life means nothing, but the hour of honoring the Father and the Son is the exact hour where they will be.
Ndiyeno nthawi zonse mmoyo sizinali kanthu ayi koma nthawi yakulemekeza Atate ndikuti Atate alemekeze mwana imene ndiye nthawi inaliyoyenera kuyilemekeza.
Well, before you it pleased God to reveal Christ in you, we were all enemies of the cross, enemies of Christ.
Izinthu zili chimodzi mochi mwa mmene akakhala kaliyense ngati chikunakomera ambuye kukumbutsa mwana wake mwa iyeyo iyeyo amakhala ndi mdani wa mtanda amakhala auka na Khristu.
We have been doing whatever pleasable unto us, but enmity before God. But there was no energy in the conscience that was reminding us of our sinfulness.
Ndiyeno pakukhala osaziwa kapena kukhala nthawi imene yonse chitidwa chifundo tinakhala zina zili zonse okama kufuna kwathu kufuna ngati kuti zimene zimakondoleza munthu popandanso chikumbu mtima chakusunsa kuthetsa kuchimwa.
But behold, there is an hour when it becomes that hour you do nothing but honoring the Father and honoring Christ. Because it is the only hour that deserves to be honored in the Lord Jesus Christ and God Himself.
Umaru taona no kone no kipo tawe. Imene ika kwanine yo suma ka pangu kwa tukena kani kumuse ai. Kuma kukule meke zikadati, kukule meke za Kristu kumaso ni nchito yake. Kwa tukena mtikamu yo imene makubanga yo kutule mekeze.
When it pleased God to reveal Christ in us and see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ and whatever He does on the cross, it's when we see that He is on the Christ Jesus, worthy to be exalted and glorified and magnified.
Kati kutanga kukomera tu ambuye mtumwa mkulu sana wake kwa kuti tione kukongola kwa njira yonse imene Yesu Kristu anatibwera ndi kuimaliza pamene zao nazo tikulemekeza Kristu kunena kuti kuti tikwanisayi koma kuti patate kuse.
There is beauty in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Kuti kukongolatu mukusautsidwa kapena mmasapuzo ambuye wa Yesu Kristu.
There is beauty in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kristo kukongola kukuka kwa mbiwa Jesu Kristu.
There is beauty in the preaching representing the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says, blessed are the feet of the Lord that preacheth the gospel.
If I get Bible, you don't put up with the people who don't see them,
because where there is the blessedness is when you see Christ, the only one worthy to deserve all the glories because of whatever he purpose and he does for the cross. Again, that is the blessedness to see that you have been taken and drawn in Christ so that you manage to see him with this goodness, not because of your good will, but because of whatever he does. God kept the hour waiting for the exact time, because the exact time comes in life, then the glory and honor of God, God and Christ himself. Which is this hour? It is that time of dying on the cross.
How we all need how many are going to
it is very useful, very important time to die on the cross, because there is glorification there. So Christ was trying to meet with that hour, because in custody there is Barabbas. So if the hour comes, Barabbas will be out because he will be crucified. The question might be, when did this hour
Then we have for some command, but what is how many in Africa?
It was soon after having left his old me, that were in the war with him. He left them until the end.
How you have been asking after Mulu Adam is that one would have
more of it. The coming of Jesus Christ into this world was the preaching of the gospel to those that are his, so that he should die on the cross for them. The dying of the cross was the establishment of the love and taught them until the end. That's why the dying on the cross is because he loved those that are his. It was very blessedness to see the dying on the cross because those that are his were completely loved. At the last verse for today, Hebrews chapter
12.
Chapter 12, verse 2 of Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, there was the joy before him, endured the cross, despite the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. There is joy that was set before him. It was after the hour, at the end of the hour, there is joy. The hour of crucifixion is the bringing of joy to Christ Jesus. It was that joy that led him to endure the cross. It was that joy that led him to despise the shame. And all of that joy was what ever he does, on the cross makes him to sat down at the right hand of God. If a man sits down, it means the battle is over. He is blessing. He has done the work.
So,